Your plants work hard in the garden, and staking keeps them from falling down on the job today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
There's been many times I wondered why I should be staking plants in my garden. I mean, really. Plants have been around for a long time, and I think they grew just fine before we started growing them in our gardens. Plants require staking for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's growing conditions. A plant that likes growing in poor or rocky soils may grow just too fast and not develop a strong stem or root system. Or a plant that's normally a full sun plant, when grown in the shade, will develop a stem that stretches trying to get to better light. The plant breeders are also at fault. They are developing plants with taller stems and bigger flowers, and on windy days, these top-heavy plants need the support of stakes or else they just topple over. And then sometimes we use stakes just to keep the landscape bed looking neat. Many plants would grow just fine being allowed to sprawl and spread out as they grow. The growth habit of plants will determine what kind of staking to use. Plants with many branches on a single stem, such as baby breath or thryallis, would benefit from a single stake. A multi-stalked plant like Eupatorium should have the stems corralled using a cage wrapped around the plant. And if you get tired of putting stakes in the ground in your garden, select a sturdy landscape plant and just let the others lean on it for support. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.